although widely heard by itself, Bhagavad Gita originally appears as an episode in the Mahabharata, the epic Sanskrit history of the ancient world. The Mahabharata tells of events leading up to the present age of Kali. It was at the beginning of this age, some 50 centuries ago, that Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to his friend and devotee, Arjuna. That same conversation is now being presented 5,000 years later in order to establish the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. The Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, natural, and transcendental due to its being based on the Bhagavad Gita. It is gradually becoming the most popular movement in the entire world, especially amongst the younger generation. It is becoming more and more interesting to the older generation also. Older gentlemen are becoming interested, so much so that the fathers and grandfathers of many disciples are encouraging us by becoming life members of our great society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In Los Angeles, many fathers and mothers used to come to see Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON's founder Acharya, to express their feelings of gratitude for his leading the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the entire world. Some of them said that it is greatly fortunate for the Americans that he started the Krishna consciousness movement in America. But actually, the original father of this movement is Lord Krishna himself, since it was started a very long time ago, but is coming down to human society by disciplic succession. In his preface to the published edition of the Bhagavad Gita as it is in English, Srila Prabhupada states that if he has any credit in this connection, it does not belong to him personally, but it is due to his eternal spiritual master, his divine grace, Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Padibrajakacharya 108, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. With characteristic humility, Srila Prabhupada expresses that if personally he has any credit in this matter, it is only that he has tried to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. Before this presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, almost all the English editions of Bhagavad Gita were introduced to fulfill someone's personal ambition. But our attempt in presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is to present the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Our business is to present the will of Krishna, not that of any mundane speculator like the politician, philosopher, or scientist, for they have very little knowledge of Krishna, despite all their other knowledge. When Krishna says, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, we, unlike the so-called scholars, do not say that Krishna and his inner spirit are different. Krishna is absolute, and there is no difference between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, etc. This absolute position of Krishna is difficult to understand for any person who is not a devotee of Krishna in the system of parampara, disciplic succession. Generally, the so-called scholars, politicians, philosophers, and swamis, without perfect knowledge of Krishna, try to banish or kill Krishna when writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Such unauthorized commentary upon Bhagavad Gita is known as Mayavad Bhashya. And Lord Chaitanya has warned us about these unauthorized men. Lord Chaitanya clearly says that anyone who tries to understand Bhagavad Gita from the Mayavadi point of view will commit a great blunder. The result of such a blunder will be that the misguided student of Bhagavad Gita will certainly be bewildered on the path of spiritual guidance and will not be able to go back to home, back to Godhead. Our only purpose is to present this Bhagavad Gita as it is, in order to guide the conditioned student to the same purpose for which Krishna descends to this planet once in a day of Brahma, or every 8,600,000,000 years. This purpose is stated in Bhagavad Gita, and we have to accept it as it is. Otherwise, there is no point in trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita and its speaker, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna first spoke Bhagavad Gita to the sun god some hundreds of millions of years ago. We have to accept this fact and thus understand the historical significance of Bhagavad Gita without misinterpretation on the authority of Krishna. To interpret Bhagavad Gita without any reference to the will of Krishna is the greatest offense. In order to save oneself from this offense, one has to understand the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he was directly understood by Arjuna, Lord Krishna's first disciple. Such understanding of Bhagavad Gita is really profitable and authorized for the welfare of human society in fulfilling the mission of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is essential in human society, for it offers the highest perfection of life. How this is so is explained fully in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, mundane wranglers have taken advantage of Bhagavad Gita to push forward their demonic propensities and mislead people regarding right understanding of the simple principles of life. Everyone should know how God or Krishna is great, and everyone should know the factual position of the living entities. Everyone should know that a living entity is eternally a servant, and that unless one serves Krishna, one has to serve illusion in different varieties of the three modes of material nature, and thus wander perpetually within the cycle of birth and death. Even the so-called liberated Mayavadi speculator has to undergo this process. This knowledge constitutes a great science, and each and every living being has to hear it for his own interest. People in general, especially in this age of Kali, are enamored by the external energy of Krishna, and they wrongly think that by advancement of material comforts, every man will be happy. They have no knowledge that the material or external nature is very strong, for everyone is strongly bound by the stringent laws of material nature. A living entity is happily the part and parcel of the Lord, and thus his natural function is to render immediate service to the Lord. By the spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification in different forms, which will never make him happy. Instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of life. The Lord wants this, and he demands it. One has to understand this central point of Bhagavad Gita. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the whole world this central point. And because we are not polluting the theme of Bhagavad Gita as it is, anyone seriously interested in deriving benefit by studying the Bhagavad Gita must take help from the Krishna consciousness movement for practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of the Lord. In this regard, we are all greatly indebted to His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Parabrajakacharya 108, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, for translating the Bhagavad Gita as it is into English, and for establishing the Krishna Consciousness movement all over the world. We hope, therefore, that our listeners will derive the greatest benefit by hearing Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we have presented it here, and will be inspired to read the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust edition, complete with Srila Prabhupada's purports. If even one person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we shall consider our attempt a success. We now begin the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with these auspicious invocation prayers, as well as the Gita Mahatmya.
Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam
I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his feet.
Vande aham Shri Guru Shri Utpad Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanshu Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Prabhu Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahigana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatana Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara, Srivasa, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha.
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namostute.
Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna.
Vacha kalaptarubhyasch kripa sindhubhyaeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
I offer my obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vas, and all others in the line of devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Gita Shastram Idam Punya Yaha Pathe Priyataha Puman Vishnuha Padma Vapnoti Bhayeshoka Divarjita. Gita Dhyen Shilasya Prana Naiva Santi Papani Urvajan Kritanita.
A person who properly studies this auspicious Bhagavad Gita attains the abode of Lord Vishnu, freed from all fears and anxieties. If one hears Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of his past misdeeds will not act upon him.
Mala nirmochanam punsa jalasnana dine dine sukrit gitam bhasistanam sansa Nashanam Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyeha Shastra Vistaraiha.
One may cleanse himself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for him the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Bhagavad Gita, the beautiful song which has come from the lotus mouth of Lord Krishna himself, is to be heard and read. What is the need of a multitude of other Vedic literatures?
Ya svayam padmanabhasya mukpadma dvinihi srita bharatamrita sarvasvam vishnur vatra dvinihi srikam gita gango dakam pitva punar janma सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपाल नंदना पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतम्
One who drinks the water of the Ganges attains salvation. So what to speak of one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the essential nectar of the Mahabharata, and it is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, the original Vishnu. This Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all the Upanishads, is just like a cow. And Lord Krishna, who is famous as a cowherd boy, is milking this cow. Arjuna is just like a calf, and learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectarian milk of Bhagavad Gita.
Ekam shastram devaki putram gitam eko devo devaki putre एको मंत्रस्तस्य नामानि यानि कर्माप्येकं तस्य देवस्य सेवा
Let there be only one scripture, the song of Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki. Let there be one God, Sri Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Let there be one hymn, the chanting of his names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. And let there be one work only, the service of the Supreme Lord.